up to now we're up to the second part of the, I think this introductory Gemara, which is Mitzadein. Okay, so Amar Shmuel.
Amar Shmuel. So this is Samuel. Hamitzadei es ha'evin. So the setter of stones, chayev, is liable. Basically,
but
so the setter of stones for
what
the
does that mean?
Foundation of a building.
Okay, so when you build, well, let's say, well, a wall. When you build a wall, what's the first thing you do?
You said the foundation stones.
Right. So look at Rashi.
Rashi. We find this. Moshiba, we have inside it.
Umitzadada.
Umitzadada. Ad shemat yavishta.
Misyasheves.
Misyasheves be karkai.
The carcass. Okay. So what do you do? You take these stones.
The rest of the ground.
Right. So you kind of like, you know, imagine it's a dirt, you know, dirt on the ground. Yeah. So you kind of like move the rock back and forth to set it into the ground. Okay. Not deep, but just enough that it's not on the surface anymore. So let's say like, I don't know, like an inch deep. Okay. So like, for instance, using these as an example, not that he built it this way, but if you took those rocks over there. There was, they were kind of like just kind of rock them back and forth until they would settle on the ground.
So
what
do you have?
What?
It had to be level with the ground. Didn't it have to be level with the ground?
Well, it wouldn't. You want it to be firm, so they didn't dig a hole, but that's what it means. Sadla. They moved it back and forth. Right. Resting in the ground.
Settled.
Right. Settled. Okay. So why is that important?
You want me to keep reading, Rosh?
I do.
Yisod habinyan yafe. So it's a secret of great building.
No. It's not sod. Yisod. The foundation of this building is good now, right? Mitoch,
shehu hametzadada, hu
mechina,
tachteha,
umoshiva ba'aretz. That's what it means. Moshiva ba'aretz means you're putting it into the ground. Okay, it doesn't mean you're digging a huge hole, but you're putting it into the ground. You're chayev. Okay, chayev. John, what's your question on that?
Why? Like, it's just. Putting it in.
All I've
like,
done is I've taken a bunch of rocks and put them under the ground. Why am I chayv in bona? Why am I chayv in bona?
That's what a wall is.
Put them into a ground.
Yeah,
in wait,
that's not a wall. That's a bunch of rocks in the ground.
You can't.
Well,
you meet a line.
Great.
You drew a line with rocks.
Right. Okay. Keep going to Rashi. Vafilu
lo nas and teat. And if you know, you did not put concrete.
Well, plaster, glue to make it easier. Plaster.
Mortar.
Why? What would you use it for?
To hold the stones together.
So, well, so even though I didn't put any of that on top of the rocks, nonetheless, right?
Have bone.
Kolshu.
It is considered building just a bit.
Right, meaning minimalist bone, without shear. Right. Diyesh.
Diyesh mikayamin kain below tit.
So because you're able to do this without actually using
that
is mortar.
That it stand without any mortars.
Okay. So... this is considered bona. That's odd. Why? Okay, keep going.
It says it can hold up without the cement.
I know, but what have I done? I just put rocks into the ground.
Well, you've done the foundation. You've started building. You have not built.
Right, but okay. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying just let the Gemara flesh out a little bit, and then you'll see what you're saying is correct.
You now have everything except for last.
Some mortars. The one who puts on the mortar is liable.
Well, on the stones. In other words, so now we're on, let's say, a different area building. Okay, so as you're building the wall. Again, use this wall as an example. As you're building the wall, so you see those lines in between, assuming those are real bricks. So that's putting the plaster on top. But you didn't put the rock on top of that. A guy just laid down plaster. And what happens when you lay down... What?
He's saying the foundation for holding the thing together.
Why are you saying foundation?
No. There's nothing being held together by the mortar then.
Correct.
You just put it on top.
Right now it's not.
So it's just setting the step that would hold
right.
it together.
In the future, what's the next step I'm going to do?
Are you can put the rocks on top.
On top of the mortar, right? But yet the Gemara is saying you'd be chayiv and bona for just putting the mortar on top. Okay?
But not the rocks, which is contradiction to what we just said.
It would appear that way. Yes. Okay, so keep going.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Amicha, ema seifa. And so,
based on your reasoning,
what do you say for the latter clause? Ariyosi, Omer, so this is Ariyosi, va'afilu ha'ala ha'v'haniach al-gabe dimus shel avanim. So even the one places and takes and rests on top of a line of stones.
Chayiv,
he's liable.
Rashi. Dimus.
Yep. Dimus. Shored.
Shuras.
Shuras avne chuma.
Chuma. So it's what? It's the line of stones on the wall. Okay.
Sure. Alma be hanacha. Alma be hanacha be alma chayiv. So,
Vafil lo tzided.
Vafil lo
yitzided. Vadifa ahad midishmoa. So one second. What's the case? What have I done?
So you just put a stone on top of other stones with no teeth.
There's nothing holding it together. Right. And yet I'm chayv and bona. Right. Why am I chayim abona? I don't know. So what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara now again. We have three situations. We have laying down a foundation, one. We have putting the plaster on top of rock, two. And then we have just simply laying one rock on top of another rock. Okay.
Right.
How do you make sense of this? So the Gemara's going to tell you.
The Gemara's going to tell us that. Hello, rather. Talta binyane.
Talasa.
Talasa binyane.
Which means what?
There are three buildings.
There are three bones here.
Right.
Three maisa bona. Okay.
Tata, which is the bottom.
Good.
Mitzia, which is the middle, the alia, and the top.
Good.
Tata ba'i tagude. The bottom requires soil, the afra, and dirt. Mitzia ba'i nami
tina.
So the middle requires mortar. Alia behanacha ba'alba.
Okay.
The top requires placing itself.
Right. Now take a look at Rashi. Rashi fills in the missing gaps here, so to speak. Tasa.
Tasa, yisod ha'kuma.
Tachtis, right? The foundation of the wall at the bottom.
Right, the foundation of the bottom. Shemush yavin, avnim,
avanim, ala aretz.
Ala aretz, that you rest the
stones
on the ground.
Good.
Below teat, without cement.
The afar. So just basically by sliding it back and forth and into the ground, that's how you put down the foundation, right?
And then we go kol atzmo eno ela le tzadad et ha'evin. So
shetesha b'shaveh. So the whole reason of the why do you do this action, right?
Just to get it to rest and settle.
Well, okay, because what? Right, but you also what do you want to do when you lay down a foundation? You want everything to be
level.
Right, so you do the same thing with the next rock, the next rock. Okay.
Below, tata lekan ulekan.
Right. Yes, offer savivla.
The offer, and there's dirt around it.
The somcha, right?
Somcha.
Uvu amar shmuel milsei. Okay. So basically, what are you doing with this? What's Rashi's context here? It's not three separate things. What's the first step in building a wall?
First thing building wants to get the bottom layer.
The bottom layer. And what you do is he's just describing the constructive process. What do? You lay the dirt out, blah, 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 fine. He's just showing you construction wise, the first step is you build the foundation. Okay?
Okay.
Keep going.
Milsei.
Ubraisa.
Ubraisa, the mitzia, kol habinyan, kulo shemen.
Shemin hayisod.
Ad.
Ad
shore ha.
Aliona.
Aliona. Ba'inami tina im ha
tzidud. Oh, but so, okay, so now he's answering the mitzia. So tasa is laying down the foundation, right? What do you require as you build a wall? What's the next step?
Mortar.
What do you do?
Mortar.
Okay, mortar. And then you remember everything has to be even. Rocks,
right.
Mortar, rocks, mortar, rocks, until you get to what?
Top.
The top. And then what do you do for the top?
You just put on
Ila. Dimus Elyon. Shein al gabav o dimus. Right? So that's the top layer. By the way, just as we have to take is that it's showing you that when it comes to the Maisa Bona, right, anything that's part of the process of construction is considered an act of Bona also. Hold on. What do you mean?
The guy that gives the rock and then there's the guy that gives the mortar.
Oh, okay, so let's answer that. Okay, so let's define, define each one, just in a constructive way, so to speak. How would you define each thing? Like, you sewed is what? In the process of construction, what is each one? Can you?
The first layer, and then anything from there till the final layer, and then the final layer.
Right, there's the first, the last, and then everything between.
Okay, but come on. You could do better than that. Give it like a more of a
The bottom one needs to be... That even though you're doing the same action, what one is defined as a complete action.
What do you mean you're doing the same action? That's good. What do you mean?
Rocks on top of the... when you're putting on the layer of rocks, you're putting it on before you put on cement on top of it.
Okay.
But... so it's the same action whether you're putting it on the middle row or you're putting it on the top row. But since it's one is a complete action, one isn't, then you're going to be chayav for when you're doing the complete action of putting it on the top row.
Okay. All right, good. That's good. Good.
The reason would be because it's just a normative way of building or because it's lasting. Like, it wouldn't last without plaster.
Well, I don't know about lasting. Don't worry about that. So we're not into that yet. Let's assume normative way of building. We don't know anything about lasting. Lasting's going to be a big issue. Okay, what lasting is in Binyan. So what's the main idea then? So what's the Gemara telling us? What do we care? What's important about this?
It's not about the action.
You're right.
It's about the,
okay, so that's for sure. In other words, there's no question that what Mati's saying correct. In other words, it's the process of bona that makes you chayav, not necessarily. It's not the creation of X that makes you chayav in bona. Even that which is part of the process of construction, and these are all different processes of construction. You have developing the structure, laying down the foundation, right? But what does it tell us about bona then? There's the other element of bona that's critical to understand. We've established before, and what's bona kol shehu? That means that what? What we said yesterday, what's bona kol shehu?
There's three different.
What? No. But when it comes to bona, there's no shear. Meaning, how's bona defined?
How you relate to it.
Not how you relate to it. It's the mice itself. It's the type of mice that defines this bona. What's this telling you? Another unique thing about this mice. Very unique.
It's not just about the mice, it's about the...
Better.
It's about the situational mice.
What?
It's about the context of the mice.
Better. You're right. So what's... Okay, let's go better than that. So if you're right. So let's say the context of the mice. So what's unique about this, about bona? You don't see this about the malachas.
Same
bona action. Bona lacks something. It's an amazing idea. Bona lacks something. No. Is it the same... It's the same act of bona, halachically. But what's it lacking, though? They're all mice of bona.
Structure.
Better. They're all mice of bona. But bona, therefore, doesn't have what?
A complete productive result.
Better. No, one second. Is that true? You're right. Because you could argue that I've just put the plaster on. But better. What's it lacking? You could have three cases like
There's
this.
No definition.
What better? Like you could have three cases like this where one have nothing to do with the other. That's what the Gemara sets it up this way. What's the Gemara's quote unquote havamina? You have a yesod, you have the metzia, you have the top, right? As if they're three separate phenomenon, it's tied together by the process. So what we get, but they're three very different actions, aren't they? Laying a yesod, putting down the teats, and laying the rocks on top have nothing to do with each other qua maisa, right? So what does it tell us about bona? It lacks what? There's no tzuras of maisa to bona. Bona lacks a tzuras of maisa. There's no. I don't think there's any malacha like that. There's no tzuras of maisa to bona because you can't tell me that laying a foundation and putting the top layer on the top of the wall are the same. They have nothing to do with each other. As a maisa is concerned, they're two completely different actions, and yet they both partake of bona equally. So that's the next step to what you're saying. You're saying that you see that you don't need independent maisas, but you can still be over the maisa bona as long as it's part of the process of construction. Now I'm going further than that. I'm saying, what does that show you? That shows you that there's no actual source of maisa to bona. Bona is a free-flowing, like, non-categorized bona. What?
What about Beshel?
So what did Rashi say before? Remember Rashi on the Mishnah?
I think you make a decorative stone, let's say.
Well, there's two possibilities. He says either you're smoothing out the stone, the top Rashi there, right?
Yeah.
Or misakna, so you're fixing it. So meaning that, I mean, what can you imply from that if it's bona? For now.
You're creating.
Beforehand, the stone was what?
Okay. Unusable.
Not
different.
Fit for building.
Different.
Not fit for building.
And your misakna means you're what? You're
giving a new shame.
You're fixing it. No. Why are you being so fancy? Just through Rashi's lashon. You are fixing it. You're misakking the rock for whatever use you want. Okay?
Okay.
And then he says, no, but there's other places. What do they do when it comes to this type of rock? Well, to this misates? What do? They put those grooves, those decorative grooves, okay. in the rock.
So you're making the rock better for you, whatever.
You're making the rock better for whatever binyan thing you're involved in.
Some kind of purpose of building.
Right, okay. Just real quick, take a look at the Meiri. He just adds like another, what?
Turn
to Kinesa. See, take my, here. Kinesa. Sure. So what does Miri say? Yeah, you shall.
So you smooth or you work with a stone.
Rotsalamar.
Rotsalamar. Shemifatel mizana. Belitut. Belitut shenis saru.
Sham. A merava. So what are you doing?
You are carving its edges.
Let's say you have a rock, and the rock has like I mean, again, this would be the wrong example because this is what the rock looks like beforehand.
It's irregular.
It's irregular.
Right,
so what do you want? You want nice and smooth.
Uniform.
Right. Now let's assume. Okay, keep going because there's one thing he brings down here, which I think you need in order to understand what's going on. He says v'is bar b'gmar l'das rav.
Sh'afu chayev the mishum bona the rakan bona.
Why? Shekol.
Shekol shehu. I thought you were going to answer. Shekol shehu mitar et haaven.
Umiyafe osa.
Umiyafe osa.
Litzorech binyan.
Litzorech binyan for the need of the building.
Binyan who? Stop. What's Amiri saying? There's an important fact to get in mind.
When you're enhancing the building, it's building.
Oh, okay, so what's the...
minor for the sake of building.
Right. So if I take this rock and I beautify the rock, I make it into what we'll call a decorative rock. Okay. When I do something like that, that's considered bona.
Right. Why is that only because it's for the sake of a building?
Only because it's for the sake of the binyan. Okay.
If it wasn't for
Case easier, the way I picture Masate, just to make it easier, is imagine this is the building we're talking about right here. Okay. And when I come along, I say, you know what? I don't like the way these rocks look. I'm going to go ahead and like take my sander. I'm going to sand it out and like make it aesthetically change the rock. Okay? Let's just learn the case that way to make it easier. Okay?
Wait, so if you just had like an uncut diamond, it would not be bina to cut it? Not for a building? Just for the sake of...
I don't know. We're not ready for that yet.
But according to this right now. This is not
I don't know. This. Right, it's not including that. This is talking about a rock that you're going to be using for a building. Okay? Each one of these cases has its own orbit. Okay? Its own idea. Go. So watch this. Misates.
What? Oh, the Gemara?
Yes, the Gemara.
Oh, Misates. Misates, Bishum. Mai.
Mechayev. So why you chayev Misates?
What is this liable?
Good.
Rav Amar, so this is Rav. Mishum Bona, on a kind of building. Rishmul Amar, and so this is.
Okay. So what's the first case? The first case is Misates.
So
right?
Is this a case of building something or is this the final hammer blow?
Okay.
No.
Whoa. Slow down. Why is it Makiv HaPatish?
Because
it's Rashi.
Which Rashi?
Makiv HaPatish.
Gamar Malacha Hu
Shebe.
No,
we have Shah. Oh, I have Shebe. Oh, really? Oh, cool. Okay. I have Shebe Makom. Okay, Shebe Makom.
Makom, Shecheret, Charit, Ze, Lo, Yicharut,
Oh. Okay, so what does that mean?
It's a total malacha, that the place, Cheret,
I don't know, Cheret. So, making those grooves. You're ditching out. Okay? So. What?
Each place that you groove, you're not grooving anymore?
Right. When I'm done grooving, okay, when I groove the area, the moment I finish grooving, what happens? It's considered complete. So now this rock is considered
not
a...
rock, the groove. We're actually saying the groove is completed.
Okay. Is it? So Mutti wants to suggest that what's complete here? The grooves are complete. Right? Okay. I'll give you a little leeway there. I don't think so, but I'll give you something there.
You say that nothing's complete.
Nothing is complete, except to give you credit. You're right. As you're sitting on one thing, the nature of bona is one where, how do you know when something is complete?
Or nothing.
Yeah. Right. It's one of
like, at what point is it complete? Like, what defines it complete? Like, Rashi's saying...
It has to be
us. What? Das. Okay, meaning okay, so, okay.
If
so we'll see.
Blueprints,
so we'll see, we'll see. Player. But it's good, you're making a good point. So we're going to have to analyze that a little bit. What defines complete?
Okay, so I can continue reading on in the...
You can continue reading on in the Gemara.
Okay. Talmud.
What's the other question you have to ask a Misates? What's the machlokas? What makes more sense to you? Is if I sand down that rock over there, right? What makes more sense? Is it bone or is it makiv patish?
Forget
putting this at the for a second.
What? I've
makiv patish is the final thing.
But all bone implies so the finalization of the thing you're bone.
No, it doesn't, because if because if it's part of a process, how can it be the final?
Right. If it is to be putting someone on top of the wall, that is makiv patish. That is the final step of building the wall, putting some top. And this seems to say that before putting something on top is bone.
Okay. So what makes more sense?
I don't understand.
You don't understand makiv patish. Thank you. See, Yaakov's courage. Makiv patish seems to make more sense, because what have I done? I've changed the rock.
Right.
The rock is now a different rock.
Right. Makiv patish seems to be completion, so you still have to say bonus everything but the final step of
bonus. But then what kind of machlokas is that then?
I think it would make more sense.
The Ba'alul Sultan Agol and Rashi says, Shal Eitzu.
Vesusim.
So I built a hen house, and when I first built it, how did I build it?
Wood.
Yes, out of wood, and it was what?
How do you get the hens in there?
I don't know, because there was a doorway. Okay, but it's sealed, it's okay? For except for the doorway, okay? But it's sealed. So, you're such a sharp guy. But yeah, what did I do? So what do I have to do afterwards? Umenakvo. Rashi.
Umenakvo.
Which means I?
You bore a hole.
Make holes in it. Why?
The smell of the feces can exit.
Right, below. Yazik lahu.
And it does not damage anyone.
Right, so there was they thought that
deadly chicken house. You know, you walk in, you don't have the holes, you're gonna die of like suffocation.
Look at the chickens. Yeah. I think it's the chickens are worried about, not us. But I'm saying, anyway, so okay, fine. But the point is, you need ventilation, right? You need ventilation. Ventilation is an important thing. So now let's be careful here. No. Let's go in order. What happened? What did the guy do first? He built
the house.
He built a what?
And he built the wall, and then he put a hole in it.
He built a hen house, and then what did he do?
Put the hole in it.
And he added the vents in. Right now, without the vents, what would happen if you kept the chickens in there?
They
would die, right? So it would appear that that what?
More of a coffin than a hen house.
Thank you. Right. So it would appear that the holes are necessary for the hen house to function as a hen house.
Where the suicidal chicken came from?
From here.
From the hen house without
correct.
Holes.
So now, what we're saying, so what do we see? We see that what? So without the holes, is this thing a functioning hen house?
No.
Not really.
It's a coffin.
Okay, so what's the machlokas? Is it bona or is it makan patish? Yeah. What makes more sense?
Makan
patish. Again.
Freaking bona.
What? Why?
Because it made a hen house, as we just said.
Oh, okay. Good.
No, but it's the last type of bona.
This is a tough one.
Lol.
Okay, so we see that the case is shuvta bekufina. So you put a
Demara.
Peg into the hole of a hoe.
Demara.
What?
Rav Amar, I'll explain that in a second. Rav Amar Mishum.
Rav Amar Mishum. Rav says on account of bona.
Okay, so before we get to the tzricha, good. Now, what's this case? This case is much more difficult. I'll tell you why in a second. But what's the what's factually the case?
You put a peg into the hole of the hoe to insert the handle.
Right. Okay. So we got to get the facts clear. No. Let's go a rake. Okay. Let's say I have a rake. Okay. Now, what's a rake? How do you build a rake? H O E.
I think it's spelled the same.
That's spelled the same way. You know that, right? What do you mean?
We're talking about.
Okay, come on. What should you be thinking when you see these cases?
Why do you need all three?
What's common? Okay, why do you need all three? What's common denominator? Good. What's also, you have a certain intuition. What's about machlokas, obviously? It's amazing how they have the same machlokas for each case, but also, intuitively, it makes sense to say that these are categories. Because each case represents a certain category.
Different cases. Oh, man, that's so amazing. What? Yeah, I was going to say,
Oh, so the Gemara is bothered. Why is the Gemara bothered?
Why should you bring all three?
Why have all three cases? Okay. You need them. That's correct. Okay. The E.
The E, that if. Ashra Inan Kamaisya, they don't tell you the original. Bahahi Kamar Rav. According to the teachings of Rav, we would have thought. Alright.
Good. Mishum.
Mishum, kind of Derech Binyan.
Bekach. Okay. So you would say, why does Rav. Let's say you just had the first case. So why does Rav hold.
Because it's like the way building, but for the rest we would hold
that
small.
That's like, right, that's normally like bona. But by the case of the lul, these are your clues. Come on, guys, the Gemara is giving you clues now for how to define this. Clue number one.
Well, osa neker belul shall turn to golden, but when you bore a hole in the hen house, and derech ben, it's not in the way of building, bekach. Ema modele l'shmuel. He would have said he's in accordance with Shmuel.
Right. So you would think that you could easily run out the case of Lul, right, to be a case of Makeh v'Patish. Why?
Why? Because you're completing the
hen house? Why? What does the Gemara say?
It was still a hen house and now you're just
What does the Gemara say?
No.
It's not Derech Binyan.
Thank you. Don't be Rashi. Just want to know what the Gemara says. Derech Binyan. It's not Derech Binyan. You would think it's not Derech Binyan to put holes into the Lul Shel Tarnagolin. Kamash Malan. It is. What's okay. that?
Pashman is Derech Binyan or it's just Binyan? Even though it's not Derech Binyan.
No, it's Derech Binyan.
Really?
No.
I think so.
But the next part's going to contradict that.
Hold on. I know what the next part says.
You can say that.
Go.
It's just Ein Derech Binyan.
No, that's what you would thought. That's what you would think. If it's Ein Derech Binyan, then how can you say you're Chayv and Bona?
No, he's saying because. No,
because it's Ein Derech Binyan.
Because Ein Derech Binyan, think he would hold.
No, even Ein Derech Binyan.
No. It's not normal construction, Derech Binyan. But it's still bona.
Still bona.
Okay, right. Fine. Fine. Oh, yeah.
It's
not a quote-unquote normative constructive action.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say, okay,
that's
fine.
That's what you would have thought, but then you said, no, even that it is.
Okay.
Why did you put the quote?
And the E, Ashra Ina and Baha, and if you would have only heard that, Baha Kama Rav.
Not learn that. If you only would have learned, not
hear. When I hear things, I learn from all.
Beautiful.
The E, Ashra Ina and Baha, no.
The Hakama Rav.
Hakama Rav. That, according to Rav, Mishum Didame Labinyan. You would have that according to Rav, since it's only comparable to.
It is like Binyan. Why? The Avde?
Isn't Dame comparable?
Yes.
Right, so like, it's not building itself, though.
Didame Labinyan?
But it isn't Binyan itself.
Okay. Why?
The Avde Dira.
Which means what?
For the air.
For the air, right? So that's how you would say it is bona. Aval.
Shovta be kufina damra, but if you put a peg into a hoe,
B'kach.
It's not the way.
Maybe you'll see that's not derech binyan. Taking a peg and tightening up the rake, so to speak. Maybe we'll say that's not.
This is actually proof that the loom is derech binyan.
Right.
Yeah, because you would have thought that this is not, but that's meaning that that which. Anyway, say modalei l'shmuel.
So maybe he'll also agree with Shmuel. So the Gemara is attacking Rav first. The Gemara is saying in each case you would think maybe it's not bona. First, you would everyone agrees misates is bona, but maybe you would think that the lul is not bona, and maybe you would think that the rake is not bona, right? Why? I don't know. He just says it's ain derech binyan mekach. Why is that good? Why does that work? Go on.
If you would come to learn that, b'ha kamar shmuel, you say kamar shmuel. Aval b'hanacha tarte, ema.
Modelei l'rav.
Modelei l'rav.
Tzricha. And then now, what's that?
But why do you need the two?
That's the inverse, because who else has to agree with this too? The other shita.
Yeah.
Shmuel. Okay, so you could argue also in each case is a hamina as well. Because right. if the two of them are really bona, maybe Shmuel would have agreed with Rav. So all the Gemara is telling you is that it justifies why you need all three cases, because in each one you could have a hamina for the other way. Okay, does that help or hurt?
Question on that.
Helps.
Well, sort of. What helps really is the derech binyan, right? There's something that is the Gemara is trying to lead you in a certain direction by saying derech binyan.
Why do we need the second opinion?
No, what do you mean? Because you would have a hamina there that maybe that's not considered derech binyan.
Not yet? When? If not now, when?
What, you're trying to define it?